Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to our show today with your girl, your favorite host. I am Nala, aka Lamika, what most of you know me by. And we are sitting here with a special guest right here in the den on Power 904. Shout out to Power 904 Hawaii, who's always supporting us and standing behind us when it comes to these interviews. And today, let me just go ahead and introduce my guest because I don't want to prolong it any longer. We are sitting here with a special guest by the name of Dr. Wayne, aka the Mango Man, Pickering, right out of Daytona Beach, Florida. And his topic today will be living a life of no regrets. I'm going to say it again because it's a lot behind it. It's called living a life of no regrets. So in this today, you know, you guys, we're going to discover a lot of things with talking with him. We're going to talk about how to let your past be a point of reference and not a place of residence. We're also going to talk about how to hoist the flag in your life to maximum height, to live life to the fullest. The third point is the biggest point for everybody, is how to use all your setbacks in life as setups to come back. I actually went through that today, and I'm so glad to still be sitting here. So, Dr. Wayne has a PhD in natural science, a doctorate in naturopathy, plus a doctorate in theology, and a master's degree in nutrition. Hello. He is an author of 25 books. You can find that on www.manglemanbooks.com. Again, that is www.manglemanbooks.com, with over 100 CDs, several DVDs, over 300 articles, and 10 health systems. He is a guest on several TV shows, podcasts, including me, and has spoken in several countries showing people how to get older and better and not old and bitter. I'm going to say that again. He is showing us how to get older and better and not old and bitter by living a totally disease-free lifestyle. So you can also check out the 9-minute introduction to his new TV series on www.mangomantv.com. And we'll go back over this again at the end. Okay, so don't be like, oh my God, what was it? Okay, just chill. It is www.mangomantv.com. So the story behind Dr. Wayne is that he was prognosed at age 30 with a death. Okay, his prognosis was death at age 30. That's what it was. Again, his prognosis was death at age 30. Over 75 years long today, Dr. Wayne is an award-winning triathlete and a double nominee for the Healthy American Fitness Leader Award. We have an all-around American sitting here. He is also a Florida State licensed nutrition counselor, and his nutrition programs are approved for continuing education credits by the Florida and Alabama State Boards of Pharmacy, and most recently by the Florida Board of Dental Hygienists. His purpose is teaching you how to be the healthiest person on the planet and not the wealthiest person in the grave, with a focus on nutrition and a basic philosophy. If you want to be tough, you have to eat good stuff. If you want to be tough, you got to eat good stuff. He is also the founder of the Daytona Beach Based Center for Nutrition and Life Management in the company. He's an amazing man with an awesome story. So, Dr. Wayne, Are you ready to give us a little feedback? So the first question is, tell us the story in a short time as possible so we can get a better understanding on how to forget a regret. And where did you come from and all that?
Lamika, it's a delight to be with you here today. It really, really is. And thank you for that nice introduction you just gave me. I'm originally from Canada, but I was the runaway. My parents were married so many times, they had scars just from the rice. And I mean, mom married several times, dad married several times, and it was just, the home life was really, really challenged because of the way it was going on. And so when I was 9 years old, they had moved to Florida. They got divorced down here and they both remarried somebody else. And mom married this wealthy guy who lived in Illinois. And since I was the leading naval cadet for the entire country of Canada, the Sea Cadet, in 1963, I had a strong desire to be in the U.S. Navy. So I volunteered to fight in the Vietnam War. And boy, they said, come on in. Because everybody was leaving the United States to go to Canada so they wouldn't have to go to Vietnam.
Wow.
But here I am coming in, and I volunteered to go to Vietnam because I thought, this is a great start. So I joined the U.S. Navy in 1965, first meritorious medal. Like, I'm just kind of briefing over my story here so that you'll see where we can get this life of no regrets. Is that okay?
That's okay.
And when I came, I joined in November 1965, got my first medal, meritorious medal, in the Santo Domingo crisis. I spent 3 terms in the Vietnam War. But when I came back from the Da Nang area on my first term in San Diego, California, I threw myself on the ground thanking God that I made, throwing sand all over me. And I reached up and grabbed onto this old, beautiful royal palm tree, and I just about to kiss it, and there was a huge riot going on outside the gate because they hated Vietnam veterans, you know what I mean? So they were yelling at us and welcome home, you effing this and baby killing that and all that. I mean, it was depressing. And then when I was just an inch or so away from kissing the palm tree, there was a beer can that came in. It was one of those quart beer cans, the tall ones, you know. And the it was open just a little bit so they could get a lot of power in throwing it. And it still leaked. Yeah, that hit me on the right side of my neck. And they were yelling. I was so depressed that all that was going on as I volunteered. So I just said, no, I'm going back for a second term. And I wanted to work with the Navy SEAL team. So I was approved and went to SEER training in Camp Pendleton, California. I then flew into Vietnam and was in South Vietnam in Vinh Long. Then after a year there, and that was some very eye-opening experiences. Boy, I'll never forget as long as I live.
Wow.
And I volunteered to go another term. I only had 9 months left to go, and you can either only do 6 months or a year at a time. So I volunteered for another 6 months in Na Bay, and I was there, and I was on guard one night, and a mortar came in, and the shrapnel hit me on my left leg, and the concussion of that grenade was intense. And if people say it's Hollywood, you flying through the air when a mortar comes in, no, baby, you're going to be flying through the air. I was amazed. So I can still, well, by the way, I hit an old river barge and I fell down into one of those PBR boats, river patrol boats, you know, that go up and down the river.
Right,
and
right.
My leg hit something down there and where the shrapnel hit me. And it went right into my, almost to the bone. And I finally got out of there. And you know what I did? I rolled toilet paper around it and put some scotch tape. And I says, I'm not going to quit guarding right now. I want to be sure to, you know, protect my guys, you know? So I went and took a nap. The next day, I couldn't walk. And the gooks, I can still see them sewing up my left leg. And that was quite something. But all in all, I came back from three terms in Vietnam to some of the worst depressing moments in my military career and my life. I was kicked off of a bus when I flew in that we were going to go to where the barracks were by two boot camp officers. They stole my sea bags. I lost everything, my orders. I was ripped off practically everything I owned. And when I was on a bunk in the barracks, when I finally got there, these guys were coming around my booth, my bunk, and they were saying, "Smile, Whitey, smile, you Vietnam baby killer." And I was so depressed, and they were taking those 35 millimeter camera shots. We're going somewhere with this living a life of no regrets, okay? And the 35 millimeter, and they were exposing all my best war pictures that I had, because I didn't have a place to go get them, copied. And so they were taking pictures of me with my camera.
Wow.
So I was so hurt by all this. I called my dad in Canada and let him know I made it back. And my younger sister got on the phone, and I asked her if she got all 12 of my medals that I sent home. And I can still hear her saying this, Lamika. "What did we want those damn things for?" She said, "We cut them up and threw them in the trash." I was so hurt. So I went through some serious depression when I came back, and that was just a few of the incidents that were going on. But after being honorably discharged from the military, I moved to Rockford, Illinois, and I worked at the car factories up there in Belvidere, Illinois. And the cars, when they were backfiring, I would dive, and the guys were giving me so much of a hard time. But all of that really stemmed, if you maintain your composure and don't give up. I happened to go to a health food store one day. I'd never been in one, and I just saw it as I was passing. I said, "I've never been in one of those places." So I met her name was Joy. I can still remember her name, Joy H. Corain. Can you imagine that? And she owned the Netta Jean health food store in Rockford. And so she turned me on to vitamins and got me a book called How to Be Healthy with Natural Foods, which got me started, do you see, in a direction. Well, I was had an extra job, and it was 50 out there and cutting down trees and stuff. And it was 55 degrees below zero chill factor. I said, "What am I doing here?" So I moved to Texas, stayed out there in the oil fields, got gout, had rheumatic fever. They told me out there I was going to die before I was 30. Then when I came to Florida, I got cancer on my right lip over there. I splashed muriatic acid into my eye. I fell off of a 6-story building shaffle, 3.5 stories down, and almost broke my back. I was broke, busted, and disgusted. And I sold my 10 acres of land in Texas just to get a little bit of money, because I was making half the amount of money I was making in Texas when I moved to Florida. So it was quite something. So I had a total of 36 jobs in that 9-month period. No, in that short time, whatever that was. Well, from 1969 to 1975, 6 years. And I had to get my pen and paper out there. But right. It led me on to something that I'm going to give the audience today, that if you don't know what you're going to do in your life, now that you see a little bit of my history, and this is just a little piece of it. If you go to, here's a free gift for everybody that's listening. Now, I didn't know what I was going to do. And it just so happened when I was at my lowest time in my life, very low, very depressed, that a person gave me a 3-step plan when I was sitting in a sauna bath at the Roman Spa. And it was a 3-step plan to discover your greatness and passion in life, that within 2 weeks, you will, not maybe, you will know precisely what you're going to do entrepreneurially for the rest of your life guaranteed. I looked at it and said, come on. And when I did that, I've been doing what I've been doing ever since, and it's never been better. And here's the free gift. Go to mangomancareer.com. mangomancareer.com. All you do when you get there is click on the button, listen to it. You don't have to sign up for anything, join anything. It's my gift to you for your allegiance to Lamika and her awesome job of doing what she's doing. I'm going to say this here. Over 90% of all of the people have either come from broken homes, alcoholic parents, abusive environments, sexual war stresses, and whatever makes people think they have exclusivity on stress and regrets is a mystery to me. And you know one last thing, Lamika?
Yes, Dr. Wayne.
98% of the people are spending 98% of their time on 98% of the stuff that doesn't matter anyway. So our past has to be a point of reference and not a place of residence. And I have to applaud you. You're helping with your podcast to give people a way out, and it's not doom and gloom, which is why I'm happy to be with you today. You're making a positive difference. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wayne. So my next question for you would be, do you have any regrets in your life?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't call them regrets, but if I had to live my life again, here's three things that I would address differently in my life without question. My health. I would never, ever abuse my health. And boy, I was a master at that. Number two, I would never, ever take my freedom for granted. Man, if I've been in 25 countries, and some of those countries, boy, it was amazing. And just to come back home, and number one, flush a toilet. That's a big deal. Turn a water faucet on and get clean water. Oh, man, that is huge. And people love to talk about the problem in this country because they get more attention from talking about the problem than they ever would if they embraced the solution.
That's great.
So I would never abuse my health. I would never take my freedom for granted. And the third one was my career. I would find out early on in life what we must do, what we want to do in life with or without our parents' consent, as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical. So here's my take on life. If we honor God and serve our fellow man, creating a service of what we are genuinely passionate about so that everybody who is involved in that service has equal opportunity to gain, then we truly win. So we must be clear as to why we're here. That's why I'm giving you that gift, mangomancareer.com. Back to you, Lamika.
That's awesome, Dr. Wayne. I really appreciate that. You guys, make sure you go and look at that free gift so you can tell me, because I'm going to be looking for feedback from some of that. Okay? So, Dr. Wayne, you talk about hoisting the flag in people's lives so that they can start accepting what is theirs by the divine right, right? Immediately. So help us to understand what you mean by that.
Okay, I put this together some time ago, and it's called hoisting the flag in your life. And if people will write down that word flag on a piece of paper and one letter on each line, like F, and then the next line L, acronymically, okay? And then A, and then G. If they'll write that down, here's how we do it. The F is forgiveness. It's probably the most wonderful thing that you will ever incorporate into your life that you've ever done in your life. My dad, I could tell you a story, man, to hitting you and smashing you and doing this and doing that and just doing everything he did for me when I ran away from home. I look back at it and forgiveness is the ultimate revenge. When I decided 1 year after I made my first six-figure income, I said, I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing. And I went up and I spoke to Dad. I mean, it was a wonderful thing. 15 minutes is all I had to be there, because I got a call from my business partner down here. And he said I was going to lose a lot of money if I didn't get down here and take care of a couple things. And I said, okay, Dad, listen, I'll be back. And I forgave him. We hugged each other. We laid there in the bed for a little while, for about 15 minutes, talking. And he told me how proud he was. I said, Dad, I love you. I've got to go. And which I did. Now, forgiveness is the ultimate revenge. And until we handle it with grace, it'll stay in our face. And the longer we hate, the stronger our fate. And here's a good one. An eye for an eye makes the whole world go blind. So let it go so you can live. Forgiveness is giving up hope that the past can be any different. It's accepting the past for what it was and using this moment in time right now to help yourself move forward in our lives. And the other side of forgiveness is freedom. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about this formula that one of my team members up in Erie, Pennsylvania gave me. And she goes down every other year to Eleuthera in the Caribbean. And she has a feng shui teacher there. And she learned, this is about ten years ago. She learned about the power of forgiveness, and the story was called The Rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
Mm-hmm.
And if people will do this, you will be shocked at what goes on in your life with the forgiveness. This is so important to you. I'm glad to share it. The Rocks. What you do is you get a little bucket of rocks, and you take a name that you remembered and the things that you're disgusted with them at, and you take that rock and you throw it somewhere and you forgive them.
Oh.
Now, what I did is I said, okay, I'm going to try this. So I went ahead and I put together, this will blow your mind, six pages of eight people on each page, and a little note of why I want to forgive them. So I took that list, a flashlight, because it was late at night when I finally finished the list, and I went down. I live on an island here, so I went down to one side of the island, which is the river that goes from Miami to Maine, and you know, that's the Intercoastal Waterway. You're up in Jacksonville.
Right.
So there was a dock down there, and before I got to the dock, there was a guy that had a home down there that was building, you know, making plants and doing all kinds of things. And he had some extra rocks out there. And I asked him if one day I could have, he said, you can have all you want. So I took a little gallon bucket full of those rocks and I took them down with me. And it was about 11 o'clock at night. And I was standing there at the edge of that dock. I was the only one there. It was a full moon. I can still see this to this day, Lamika. This was awesome. And I had six pages of eight people, and I took a magic marker that when I forgave one, that I could cross it off. So I took the first one. I did that. Then I threw the rock out. Then I took the second one. I get down to the last page, and I saved the biggest rock. You'll never guess. Well, the last three rocks were for my family, other than myself, the last rock, okay? And I had to forgive the family because, you know, you have disputes with family. But I took the biggest rock that I had, and that rock I saved for me. And when I threw that rock out into the river, I closed my eyes. I was standing up and I held my hand. Remember, it was a full moon, but the moon had two rings around it. You know how every once in a while you see that? And I held my hands up with my eyes closed, breathing, thanking God that I did this. And when I opened my eyes, Lamika, I'll never forget this as long as I live for the rest of my life. At the end of my hands was two long clouds in the sky, narrow clouds, and they came right from the moon, and it looked like an angel. And that two rings were shining, you know. I fell to my knees. I thanked God with all my heart that I did that rock thing. And my life has never been better in my whole life. And I was walking home, and I've been living in my home here now for 42 years. But when I walked home, I saw the whole place as totally different. And I'd walked that little trail there for, oh, so many times. So that'll do wonders for you. Adopt the rocks, the level of forgiveness.
Wow.
And there's three words to each letter. The second one is forget. You got to let your past, as I mentioned earlier, be your past may be blemished, but your future is spotless. So let your past be a point of reference and not some place of residence. The third one is F, faith. Don't ever forget this. God's got it governed. However, faith without works is dead. You've got to do something. Remember, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence until you have to mow their grass, and you're going to find out they got weeds too.
That part.
So if you don't think you can't, then you can. But if you don't think you can, then you can't. So that's the F in the word flag. Here is the L. Learn, laugh, and love. Learn. The more you learn, the more you earn, the more you return. Give back. Some people are wise. I love this. And some people are otherwise. I heard that some time ago, and I wanted to share it with you for that. And remember, when you're through learning, you're through. So control your mind, as when you get these mental issues later on in your life, here's the deal. All you are is just a book with only a front and a back cover with no content whatsoever. So the other one is love. You got to love yourself. The Bible is not the most important. You are the most important. And the Bible is your owner's manual. And you can never invite anybody into your life to love you until you first love yourself. Love yourself first. And I did this. A client of mine encouraged me to do this one day about love. He said, look into the mirror for one straight minute and look at yourself in the eyes. Don't deviate. Look at yourself in the eyes and say, I love myself, and say it three times. You will be impressed. Now, the third L in that is laugh. I have a big time, wonderful time when I wake up in the morning and when I'm sleeping at night. I've been in my home, as I said, for 42 years, and I live on the island here, the ocean at one end, the river at the other end. And I have never had my AC on in that 42 years that I've been in this home. So I leave the windows cracked open 365 days a year. And I sleep to the sounds of the birds and the crickets and all of that. And when I wake up in the morning, I do a few things. And I walk down to the end of the street to look at the ocean, watching the sunrise. And the little kids are out there playing and everything. And you got to learn to laugh. Because one of the things that I get a big kick out of is those kids. I can never forget that little kid saying, Mommy, my pee-pee is stuck. I thought I was going to fall off the dock. That was great.
That's cute.
Yeah. Now, the A is attitude. I have a little poem I wrote one time, Lamika, for attitude. If we have enough fortitude to develop an attitude of sincere gratitude for our body's magnitude, we will have an aptitude to reach a higher latitude for an ultimate altitude. So we've got to start having a better attitude about ourselves. Too many people love to talk about the problem because they get more attention from doing that than they ever would if they embraced the solution. So when we work with the negatives, guess what we do, Lamika? We get to see better pictures. So the second A in that flag is association. We are the sum total of the five people we associate with every day. We notice, aren't we? Notice when we go to different countries, we pick up accents, we pick up habits, we pick up this, whatever. And I'll close off the association with this little analogy. If you have a fish in a little aquarium, and that fish is swimming around, always having a blast, and then you're looking at him this one day and said, I wonder what would happen if I put a dead fish in there. 2 days later, you come back, and guess what you got? What's that?
Two dead fish.
We're as good as the company we keep. Don't forget that, everybody. Associate yourself with great thinking people. And all right, the third one, the third A is allowance. The law of attraction. You got to break down this resistance, okay? Here I am, my age, and I still don't have a TV hooked up. I just go on the library's website and check out things that I want to watch. And then I don't hear the news because if it doesn't bleed, I like what Paul Harvey had to say. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't read. And I added a line to that. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't read, and it doesn't lead. So be in a state of allowance, and you will never be able to block the flow of abundance. So let's finish off that flag with the G, goals. The first word in that is goals, okay? You got to write the goal down, state it every morning and night for 5 minutes, and you can meditate on it for 30 days, and it will become a reality. So here's a three-step formula for setting goals. Write it down. Set a time when you want to complete it, and how will you feel when you accomplish it? Do you know that if you write down a goal, Lamika, on a piece of paper and put it away on a bookshelf or something like that, that you will have about 50% of it happening just because you wrote it down? But if you write it down and look at it each day, it's known that you'll have 200% chance of it happening for you. So get into setting a few goals down. What do you want to do? The second G is to give. No person is so poor that they can't give to another. And I love what Anne Frank had to say. No one ever became poor by giving. And then I got a line I put together some time ago. When we give, we live. And Maya Angelou gave a phenomenal one. She said, giving liberates the giver. So if you don't like what you're getting, change what you're giving.
Yeah.
And the last one is gratitude. What we think about and thank about, I tell all my audiences this, what we think about and thank about, we bring about. Be grateful for what you have, if it's your health, your wealth, your job, and watch for the doors to open in a huge way for you. Now, let me tell you a little formula that I put together, and then we're off to the races here, okay? Write down three things each day. Okay, let me go back to this. It's known that the power of prayer is the most effective in the morning, the first 15 minutes, and the last 15 minutes of day.
Yeah.
Because your mind, it's in its most alpha state when you're the most receptive to great things. So when I get out, I did this for two years. I wrote down three things. You know, when you go to your office supply store, They sell the calendars. And I bought this little book that had one day on each side and one day on the next side and the next day and the next day, so forth for 365 a day. There was 2 days on each side of one page. So I would sit that down on my bed with a pen when I was on my hands and knees, thanking God for another awesome day in paradise. And I would write down three things that came into my mind that I wasn't grateful for before. Because you can't do that more than once. If you write it down, you can't write it down another time 4 or 5 months down the road if you're going to continue doing that process. So anyway, I wrote down three things. And the next day, I wrote down three new things. After a couple months go by, you get to thinking, gee, what else can I? And I was happened to look at my hands. I said, golly, I still have all my five fingers. That's a good one. I have all my fingernails. They're great. And I can close and open my hand. That's great. So there were three things there. And so forth, right there. Well, I actually went 2 full years on that. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
So what I did is I went ahead and I put those books in a bookshelf. And I was coaching a client this day, and that bookshelf was right in front of me when I was coaching the client on the phone. And it looked like those books come out and slap me in the face. What did you do this for? Do something with it. So when she was still, the client was still talking to me, I reached up there very silently and picked those two books and put them down there on my desk. After we get off the phone, you'll never guess what I did.
What you do?
I recorded those. Those three, like each day was a certain, not link, what do you call it? Well, we'll call it a link, okay? And like a little recording. So after I recorded all of those into those links, those little recording thing, I said, wow. So I went ahead and I put those on a playlist. I have a computer in the kitchen that is not hooked up to the internet. It just plays music, and I can do research on other programs that I have. But I listen to that. I have 6 different categories of lists. My grateful list, my to-do list, my motivation list, my personal ailments list. And I got 6 of them. But they will last as much as 20 hours.
Wow.
So I hear that, and then music will come in, and different recordings that I've done over the years for different seminars and different podcasts and all that. So I feed my mind good stuff. So then we're open to receive all that is ours by divine right. Follow that little flag system in your life, everybody. And watch what's going to happen for you. You're going to love it. So back to you, Lamika. Hopefully that wasn't too long.
That wasn't too long. That was very educational. And that's something that we all need to practice on a daily basis. I even got a lot from it. I appreciate that. And I will be using that from this day forth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So Dr. Wayne, do you have something special for our listeners to address? The concerns of their health, wealth, nutrition, and the career styles of their lives?
Yes, Lamika. When people go to Health At Last, healthatlast.com, and that's where I interview the great Jack LaLanne, Dr. Ted Mortar, Turner, a bunch of other really famous people. And when they go to that, and if they want to get their health together, and they want to get that page, they can go there to healthatlast.com, and in the special instructions on the order page, you can go down to the bottom and put in NALA's special, and we will be giving you 6 hours of nutritional audio programs. And you will also, if you don't get that 3-step plan by career, we'll make sure we include that in there for you as well. But that will help you with your health. And it is, I'm so impressed that we've got the testimonies of so many people from how that changed their life. That took us about a year to develop, because it's got some very famous people in there, and we're going to get an hour of coaching on that. There's with those 6 hours of nutrition, you're going to get close to $800 worth of goods for $98.17. And that's just going to cover all the cost of all the audios and all of this and all of that that we have. And we're going to be giving you those 6 hours of nutrition audio programs as well. So that's something that I was really glad I thought of here yesterday when I knew I was going to be on your podcast here today for your audience.
Well, that's awesome, Dr. Wayne. I really appreciate that.
Very welcome. healthatlast.com.
Okay. So, Dr. Wayne, do you have any closing comments for our audience today?
Yes. I would like to say this, everybody. We need to change our philosophy about life. Life is not going to change to suit us. We need to make some significant lifestyle changes to see some immediate benefits, okay? And when I changed my philosophy on life, not only did my life change, but we've done very well in business as well. And we get rich in all areas of our life when we change our philosophy and how we take care of our health, wealth, and our purpose. Now, Lamika, we're already out of first grade. The reason why they make those chairs so small is because we can't fit them anymore. We're already out of first grade, you know?
Right.
So we've got to change our philosophy and watch for some enormous benefits that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life. We are in complete control of our mind.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Bend it over, drop it low, pick it up real slow. Gone and poke it out, start to shake it now. Shake your money maker, you know what I'm talking about. Got them standing round, pockets on tsunami. Throwing money up every time you go to drop it. She so bad, how you know she always the toppy. And I love the way she move, that's why I always watch it. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work with her friends. All baddies, will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money, they buy their own bottles. Whole clip bad, they like supermodels. Keep it classy, can't get nasty. Hit the floor, started spazzing. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
Wobble, 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 w the hottest indie
spotlight. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day or night, it ain't hard to get a hold of me, baby. Baby, anytime is a good time. Tossing and turning and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we both been lonely enough. Spark up a blunt and pour a drink up.
Take all the stress off your mind.
And just be you and I, spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting. Be much appreciated, yeah.
When you gon' stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. Cherry blossom perfume so sweet,
sweet,
sweet. Like perfect for me. I'm an open book, get to know me. As if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open now.
Yeah.
Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. Ooh. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So can it surprise me?
How do we like it? We ain't gotta go nowhere. Love you round the clock. In the area, don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same, they not changing. I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. It was a white boy with a gold grill from the south side on Battle Creek. Cool dude, and Mr. Test, and he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and the light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Bank account for 2 visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got too mad. Seen things change, cause I changed things. Talked to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing. Took a lot of prayer for determination. Humble pie for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane, never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a hit in me. Got it sounding like a thousand bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and the belly made his little Chick-fil-A and it got in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it. It's a change, AJ. How you transform? Check the resume, I been proud, vibing like a transform. I'm not the same, they not changing. I know. How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean? How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean? How I go from grinding deep to making
waves in the ocean?
Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon. Change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Piped up, 3 stripes up, and these pants drop, I'm gon' split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, version 2 if you ain't get it. The old me like the views, the butt in the back. But now HD in my pitch. See, I realize that the real eyes can't be seen without real eyes. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. It's real life with a real guy, but the real part, it's real hard. Real fast, if this got up, then
ain't nothing can hold me back.
I don't understand my sauce, ketchup and mustard me please. Mustard, the way that please. I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. Just be coming out of me, I guess my face got a leak. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen. Right, maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my feng shui, I just got it feeling right. My light work is light work, keep the shade and let me shine.
I'm not the same, ain't no changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep
to making waves in the ocean? Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Now that's dope.
Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.